USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has live-streamed a video message from the White House. He assured Americans they're doing everything they can to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
Testing capabilities are expanding rapidly day by day. We are moving very quickly. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low. Young and healthy people can expect to recover fully and quickly if they should get the virus. The highest risk is for elderly population with underlying health conditions. The elderly population must be very, very careful. In particular, we are strongly advising that nursing homes for the elderly suspend all medically unnecessary visits. In general, older Americans should also avoid non-essential travel in crowded areas.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
In Seattle, the entire school district is shutting down for at least 2 weeks as the number of cases of the coronavirus rises.
During this 14-calendar-day closure, we will not be providing online learning. This is because that we cannot assure that our students have access to computers and the Internet.
Superintendent Denise Janot, the governor of Washington, has banned public events with more than 250 people. A Manhattan judge has sentenced former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein to 23 years in prison. Weinstein was given 20 years on a conviction of committing a criminal sexual act and 3 years for the other charge of third-degree rape. He was also ordered to register as a sex offender. Weinstein, who is 67, was convicted on both counts last month. The jury, however, acquitted him on more serious counts of predatory assault. He still must face similar charges in L.A. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Churches in one state are being told to close their doors until the coronavirus outbreak subsides. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear urging churches across his state to cancel all services and other activities because of the coronavirus. He's asking them to do it for at least a week. The Democrat calling on everyone in his state to avoid large gatherings so as to limit the spread of the virus. Beshear is closing state prisons to visitors and asking businesses to encourage their workers to work from home whenever possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Race car driver Ryan Newman says it's a miracle on so many levels that he escaped a catastrophic crash at the Daytona 500 with relatively minor injuries. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman says the angels aligned to allow him to survive a horrific crash at the Daytona 500 last month. Newman told the Today Show on NBC in his first interview since the February 17th wreck that the safety features put in place by NASCAR helped him survive.
I got hit from behind by a car going 190 miles an hour, and it pushed me back, but then he pushed me forward. Like, his car actually hit my seat. So it's just lots of things that happened that aligned, right? The angels aligned. Held a really good grip with their hand.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.